Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerusha Chagiga Daf Beis. We're starting about the second line with the word Shmuel Bar Abba. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marshmim Sarbas Miakam Moshe Hernish Shamash Shad Haven Aliyah. So we're discussing Mishnah that a Cheresh is not Chayv in Olas Riyah, whereas a Katan, depending on his age and stage, would be Chayv in Olas Riyah. So the Gemara tells us Shmuel Bar Abba Bal Kumi Rav Zeir Yas as follows: Katan Cheresh Moshe Chayv. What about a Katan who's also Cheresh? Is he Chayv? On one hand, the Katan is Chayv. On the other hand, the Cheresh is not Chayv. So is a Katan Cheresh Chayv? So Amar Lei, respond to him: Esachami, come and see. And here's an expression: Yitziva Ba. The Yitziva is the person who settled. He's the resident. He's on the ground. And the Giyara, he's the one who's really just passing through. He's a sojourner. He's not the one who settled. He should be treated b'shmei shmai. He should be more chashav. How does that make any sense? In other words, ilu gadol cheresh pater, katan cheresh lekol shekein. If this person was a gadol and he's a cheresh, of course he's pater. So now that he's a katan and a cheresh, wouldn't that be obvious that of course he's pater? What's the havamina that a katan who's a cheresh should be chayiv? So Rav Yirmiya, he explains, this is what the havamina is. B'din haya katan v'loy cheresh yeh pater. A katan who's not a cheresh, he should actually be pater because he's a katan, so why should he be chayiv? It's only because gzeres a kasav hu, since we have gzeres a kasav of kol zechurcha l'rabis a katan, that includes a katan that he's chayiv in uriya. So memela, since anyway a katan really should be pater, and it's just because of gzeres a kasav that we say that he's chayiv, so hayisi yomer, I'd say based off of that, and here's an important girsa change, afilu katan cheresh yeh chayiv. Even if he's a katan cheresh, maybe he should be chayiv. Shloi lachok behalcha zechurcha. So as not to make a differentiation in this pasuk of Zechurcha. If Zechurcha includes a katan, maybe that includes a katan in all stages, even if he happens to be a cheresh. So that's where the question is coming from. The answer, therefore, is Havetzurcha lehidam Rabbi Yosa. That's what we need, what Rabbi Yosa had said, which is just previously in the Gemara, at the end of the previous Amud, now that we have two pasukim, one pasuk is including someone in the Chiv of Re'iyah, another pasuk is excluding someone from the Chiv of Re'iyah. Why is it that we're including katan and excluding cheresh? Because marbani is a katan, shuroi lovel acherzman. I include a katan because after some time, meaning when he becomes a gadol, he will be chayiv. So even when he's a katan, he's chayiv. Whereas umatzani is a cheresh, I exclude a cheresh. Sheina roi lovel acherzman. He's not right to come after time because a cheresh is always a cheresh. We may learn from there that a katan who's a cheresh would be pater because after some time, meaning even when he becomes a gadol, he's still going to be a cheresh. So mele he's pater. Continue on. We had said tumtum that a person who's a tumtum, he is pater from ruia. Says the gemara kol moedim. Everyone agrees, meaning all the man to amrim that we're going to see soon argue about certain cases, all of them agree in the following case. But tumtum shenikra, if a tumtum, the piece of skin that was covering his genital area got torn, v'nimtza zachar, and it turns out that he was a zachar, b'yamtef harishon, this happened on the first day of yamtef, shu chayiv, that he's chayiv in olas riyah because it's still the first day. Ma pligin, what's a machlokes b'shara yamim? If this happened one of the other days of yamtef, is he going to be chayiv? So Chizkiya Amar Chizkiya says, the pasuk tells us, yira, yira, we have a double drasha yira. What do we learn from here? Eshu chayiv b'rishon, chayiv b'sheni. If a person's chayv on the first day, is chayv on the second day, as she'ini chayv b'rishon, ini chayv b'sheni, but if he wasn't chayv in re'iyah, on the first day, is not chayv on the second day. Now, Rabbi Yochanan Reichen says something very similar, it's just a different drasha, but it's still the same din, kol shiva tashlum l'rishon, all 7 days of yamtef, meaning the continuation of Pesach and Sukkot, all the days of Chol HaMoed, those are just a tashlumin, those are makeup days for the first day. So if one's chayv on the first day, they're able to make it up all the subsequent days, but if they weren't chayv on the first day, they're not chayv the rest of the days. Now, Amar of Ilur, of Ilur says, mi Pesach she'ini l'am Rabbi Yochanan. Reichen learns this from Pesach Sheni. Just like Rabbi Yochanan says over there, that Pesach Sheni tashlum in the Rishon, Pesach Sheni is a tashlum for the first one. In other words, only if somebody had the ability to bring Pesach Rishon, and for whatever reason, he wasn't able to, or he fit under one of the Peturim that's stated in the Pasuk, so then he's going to bring Pesach Sheni. But if not, if he never was Shayach to the first Pesach, so he's not Shayach to the second Pesach. Keinu Amar Hacha, same thing over here, Kol Shiv tashlum in the Rishon, all 7 days after the first day of Yomtev, are tashlumin for the first day of Yomtev. But if a person wasn't chayv the first day of Yomtev because that skin covering the piece of his genital area wasn't torn yet, revealing that he's a zachar, memela, he's not going to bring the rest of Yomtev either. Now Rabbi Shai argues and he says, kol sheva chayva, all 7 days is considered its own chayv. So even though he wasn't chayv on the first day, he can be chayv on the second day. Now, man nafik b'nei hain would be a practical nafkamina between these opinions. Gershin is gair b'shar yomim. If he officially became a ger, he got a bris mila and went to the mikvah and everything, one of the other days of Yomtev, not the first day. I'll die to the chizkiya v'rab yachinon, that's proper gear. So according to Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, because remember they both agree, pater, the person will be pater, because he wasn't chayiv on the first day. Whereas al daita Rabbi Shaya, according to Rabbi Shaya, chayiv is chayiv because every day is its own chiyuv. The Gemara suggests abe tamei kein, the same thing would be by a tamei, meaning if a person was tamei on the first day and then afterwards it became tahar, namely nitma, he became tamei, and then b'shar hayamim, what about all the other days? Now that he's tahar, is he chayiv? So al daita Chizkiya v'rab Yochanan, it's once again the same gears of change. According to Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, pater, he'd be pater. Whereas al daita Rabbi Shaya, according to Rabbi Shaya, chayiv, he would be chayiv. However, based on top, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says that's not necessarily comparable. And actually, in this last case of Tamei, Rabbi Yishai would agree to Rabbi Yochanan Cheskia. Why is that? Because Taman over there, Raihu, he really was Rai, Kriya, he Shagarma, it's the Kriya, it's the tearing that caused him to be Chayiv. In other words, on that first day of Yom Tif, even though that piece of skin of the Tumtum wasn't torn yet, when it was subsequently torn on one of the other days, we see retroactively, Lemafreya, that he really was Rai because he always was a Zachar. That's why Cheskia says, and he's Chayiv in Ri'ya even after day one. Baram Hacha, over here, Hatame Atzma, ain't it Rai? When he was Tame on the first day of Yom Tif, he was Tame, he wasn't Rai, and therefore he only became Rai later on, therefore he wouldn't be Chayiv, even according to Rabbi Shaya. Continuing to discuss Mishri, it said Androgynous is Pater. Why is that? It's because the Pasuk says, Kol Zechurcha Prat L'Androgynous, it excludes an Androgynous who's not considered full fledged Zechurcha. Now we continue discussing Androgynous, Tamat Tanin over there, we're learning in a Mishnah, Mesachas Shabbos, and this has to do with Brismila, Suffolk of Androgynous. We have a child who's Suffolk, we're not so sure when he was born, or an Androgynous, Ein Mechal Nolas HaShabbos, we're not going to Mechal Shabbos for him, meaning we're not going to give him Brismila on Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Matb Androgynous, Rabbi Yehuda says an Androgynous does get a Brismila on Shabbos, meaning we'll be Mechal Shabbos to give him Brismila when it's the eighth day. So the question is, Ma'amar Kai Rabbi Yehuda, what does Rabbi Yehuda say over here? Does he argue and say that Androgynous is Chayv and Ru'iya? The answer is, and Shmin Ma'adelson for the following, Yechem Adavai Mishom Rabbi Yehuda, Yechem Adavai says the name Rabbi Yehuda, Af Hasuma, even Asuma, meaning when the Mishnah says that Androgynous is Pater, and he adds on, Af Asuma, even Asuma. Now what do we learn from here? Velez Barnash Amar Af, Eldehu Maidi Al Kadmiyasa. A person doesn't say the word Af, even, unless he's agreeing to the previous thing. If you want to agree to something that a person said, and you want to add on to it, so you're going to say Af, and even in this situation. And so Rabbi Yehuda is being quoted saying, even Asuma is Pater, and that's being tacked on to Androgynous, means he agrees that Androgynous is Pater from Re'ia. So the question is now, V'chav Shidas Rabbi Yehuda. It seems we have a steer Shidas Rabbi Yehuda. Tamanu Amar Prat, V'chu Amar L'Rabbis. Over there, meaning in regards to Re'ia, he's saying Prat, he excludes an Androgynous. But over here, in regards to Bris Mila, he's including Androgynous. And where it clarifies that no, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Mikra Echad and Darshan, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, they both Darshan the same Pasuk. In regards to Bris Mila, the Pasuk tells us, V'arel Zachar Asher Lo Yimal Besar Lasai, who wasn't Mal Besar Lasai. Now this is redundant because obviously an Arel is a male, so there's something extra over here. So how do we Darshan? Rabbanan Darshan, the Rabbanan Darshan as follows, Arel, that's the main word that should be said, Matam Lemer Arel Zachar. So as the Pasuk say, Arel Zachar, a male Arel, the Masbita tells us, Achei Kula Zachar, that he has to be a 100% Zachar in order for him to get a Bris Mila on Shabbos, and since an Androgynous is not a 100% Zachar, so we're not Deich Shabbos for him. Or Rabbi Yehuda Darsh, he Darshan's all the way around. Zachar, that's the main word that should be said. Matam Lemer Arel, why does it have to say Arel Zachar? Just say, a Zachar that didn't have a Bris Mila. Why Arel Zachar? That tells us, Afilu Miktsasai Arel, even if he's only a partial Arel, because again, he's partial male, partial female, still he has a Chiv in Bris Mila. So that's all regarding Bris Mila on Shabbos. From Hachabara over here, Kol Zechurcha. The Pasuk by Re'iyah says, Kol Zechurcha, Prat L'Androgynous, that excludes an Androgynous, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that Joshua, so it's not a steer and sheet, it's Rabbi Yehuda. We continue, the Meshet said, Nashim, that they're Pater from Re'iyah. Where does this come from? Kol Zechurcha, Prat L'Nashim, it excludes women. We also said, Avadim, non-Jewish slaves are Pater. Why? Minish Min Adal, learn from the following. The Pasuk tells us, Shalosh Pam Bashana Yira, Kol Zechurcha, and really the key is the continuation of the Pasuk, El Pnei Ha'adain Hashem. And so what do we learn from here? Es She'in Lo Adain El Kash Baruch Hu, only somebody who his only master is a Kash Baruch Hu, so he's Chayiv in Re'iya. Whereas Yatzah Eved, Sheyesh Lo Adain Acher, this excludes the Eved, he has another Adain, so he's not Chayiv. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi, he tells us, Minayin Shekal Mekayim Mitzvah Re'iya. How do we know somebody who's Mekayim the Mitzvah Re'iya? Ki'ilu Makabel Pnei Shechina, as if he's being Makabel Pnei Shechina. Min Adas from the following, Shalosh Pam Bashana Yira Kol Zechurcha, Es Pnei Ha'adain Hashem, V'Gaymer. We continue Chiger, how do we know somebody who's lame is Pater from Re'iya? The Pasuk says, Regalim, as in Shalosh Regalim, Tachak Li Bashana. And even though Regalim in the Pasuk is translated as times, we translate over here literally meaning feet or legs, and a person who's lame is not able to walk, so he's Pater. Now, Chayla, a person who's sick, how do we know that he's Pater? The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, Visamachta, and a person who's sick is not able to be Samech properly. And Zakin, how do we know that a person who's old is Pater from Re'iya? The Chsiv Regalim, because it says Regalim, and he can't walk on his feet. And Ormias, he tells us, Tartayan Lakula, we use both of these Lakula, namely, Yachal is Smayach, and Yachal Halech. If a person is able to be Sameach, but he simply can't walk, Kairani Olive Regalim, so I can apply the Pasuk of Regalim telling us that he's Pater, and the other way around as well, Yachal Halech, if he's able to walk, but he's not able to be Sameach, Kairani Olive Samachta, I apply the Pasuk of Samachta telling us that he as well is going to be Pater. Now we go to the Machlekes Beisham Beis Hillel in the Mishnah regarding what stage a katan has to be at in order to be able to Chayiv in Re'iya. Beisham had said he has to be able to go on his father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, whereas Beis Hillel said he has to be able to hold on to his father's hand to go from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. So what's our machlokes? Rabbi Yochan says b'shem Rabbi Yanai that b'sham b'shilo mikra echad in darshin. They're both darshin in the same pasuk. B'sham and b'shamai says kasev echad number one pasuk says zechurcha, your males. And because of Acharam, another pasuk says regalim. Now zechurcha is mashma all of your males, even little children. But regalim is mashma they have to be able to walk on their legs, meaning they can't be too small. So how do we understand this? Tal bein tayim, we have something in the middle. Eshu yachol lirkav al kseifa shel aviv, he has to be old enough to be able to go on his father's shoulders. So now the question is, vafilu katan yachol lirkav, even the tiniest child is able to go on his father's shoulders. It doesn't really take too much skill to be plopped on your father's shoulders and carried. So what exactly is Beis Shammai saying? That he has to be old enough to go on his father's shoulders. A one-day-old baby could be placed there. So how do we better understand Beis Shammai? We take out the next word yatsa. El, rather, here's a definition. Eshu roi ksefa shel aviv umafsia. It's if he sees his father's shoulders and then he starts walking to his father, wanting to climb on his shoulders, so that child is old enough to be brought on his father's shoulders to Yerushalayim and he's chayv in Re'iya. Now Beis Hillel Darshan is differently. Kasav Echad, one pasuk says Zechurcha, but Kasav Echad Oimer Regalim, so he uses the same psukim, and again, Zechurcha is mashma everyone, and Regalim is mashma only if they're able to walk, so Tol Ben Taim, take the midline, what's that? Esru Yachal Lechos B'Yadishal Aviv, it has to be that he's able to hold onto his father's hand and walk. In other words, he has to actually be able to use his feet and walk on his own, and only then there's a Chiyuv. Now we see something similar in another topic, Ul'inyan Taharos, in regards to Taharos, it's similar but slightly different. What does that mean with Taharos? So we have a rule throughout Shas, the Safik Tomah Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Tomei. Anytime we have a Safik Tomah that arises in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we go L'chomer and we say that's Tomei. However, that's only if the Safik Tomah arose with a person whom we're able to ask questions to. It's called Shiesh Boi Das L'Shoel, that he has to be able to have Das, that we can ask him what went on, what happened, what was the situation. So in that case, we say that Safik Tomah Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Tomei. Now what does that mean that he's Yesh Boi Das L'Shoel? Well, how old is that we say that he has Das, that now we can ask him? So it's in regards to this Din of Taharis, it's very similar. At Amar, you say, Gemal Menalf on top, Eshu Tafas Biad Aviv, if he holds onto his father's hand, Sveika Kepikeach, this Safik Tumah regarding him, he's treated like a Pikeach, and then we would say the Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Tomei, because he's Pikeach, it's like he has Das, but that's only if he holds onto his father's hand, as opposed to Aviv Tafas Biadai, if his father has to hold onto his hand, which means he's still too young, and the father is the one that reaches out his hand to the child, making sure that he's holding onto the child's hand, so then Sveika Kecheresh, his din of Safik Tumah and Rosh Hashanah Yachid is treated like a regular cheresh, means treated like he doesn't have das, and that Safik Tumah would be tahar. Now again, this is all in regards to Safik Tumah Rosh Hashanah Yachid when it has to do with das. It also do with whether or not the child is old enough to be able to ask him questions. So here there's a difference between if the child reaches out to hold his father's hand or if the father has to reach down to hold onto the child's hand. Bram Hach, however, here when we're talking about the simple ability to walk up to Harabayas, Benkach or Benkach Chayev, either which way he'd be Chayev, because it doesn't really make a difference if he reaches out his hand to his father or if his father reaches his hand to the child, since at the end of the day, the child is able to walk while holding onto his father's hand, so there's a chiv of Re'iya. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss where exactly the chiv of Re'iya is. Is it Harabayas or is it in Azara? But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.